T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
DeRozan fires for the lead!
Captain's finest! Does it again! Oh my goodness! I told you, DeMar DeRozan time, they didn't double him until he was in the air at him, and it was too late. Once he got to his spot, it was over. Look, no double team comes late, spins back. With you, DeMar DeRozan is the real deal.
Highlight courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago. I tried to tell you yesterday, DeMar DeRozan 28 and a half over. I was so confident in it. I went 10 units last night. And when I saw how that first quarter was going, I was like, yeah, shout out to FanDuel. Promo code LOHO. He is on a roll right now, and it is so fun to watch. We are going to talk about DeMar DeRozan and the Bulls and their place in the Eastern Conference with Ahmad K. Smith. You can check him out, Slam Online, no pump fakes. The SJU is St. John's, right? At first, I was like, San Jose State. And I was like, nah, St. John's. So now I feel like we can't be friends, but it's totally fine.
Yeah, it's definitely St. John's University.
Yeah, I don't know why I was thinking San Jose State because there would be an extra S in there. This just means I'm stupid, but it's totally fine. He joins me now on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Ahmad, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I do like Carneseca Arena. I will say that that's one of my favorite places that I've called games at. Is Carneseca Arena.
Okay.
So I guess we can kind of still be friends then, I think. I think it's all right. Because I'm a DePaul guy, so I'm a Big East guy, and we kind of got grandfathered back into the Big East, and we go there and get stomped on. That's kind of what our role was. But not this year. That's Patrick Ewing's job now in the Big East. So Ahmad, watching what's going on with DeMar, how do you explain what we're seeing from him?
I've been saying it all year. DeMar DeRozan, in my eyes, is the MVP of the league. It's just, it doesn't sound sexy because it's DeMar DeRozan. If there's anybody else, Luka Doncic, who knows, Trae Young, people be talking about, oh, they deserve to be the MVP, but it's DeMar DeRozan. So nobody wants to give him his credit and his flowers. But DeMar DeRozan's been playing phenomenal, averaging 28 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, shooting 51% from the field, also 35% from the three-point line. And I was, people love to talk about, well, he's not a three-point shooter. He's not doing this and that. He needs to have, like, a decent percentage this year for three. So it's just kind of like, to me, he has to be the MVP.
It's interesting because I feel like he's picking his spots when it comes to shooting three-pointers. And he did it last night where the defense is allowing him to take some of those looks. And when he feels confident to take those looks, he's taking them and making them.
Yeah, that's DeMar DeRozan, though. Like, he's one of the best guys in the league and getting to his spots and then making the defense kind of, like, draw him in and then like get to a spot and then he can go up over the top, pull up, and all those great things. So, I mean, he's a mid-range assassin, but he can still hit threes when he needs to do it for the Chicago Bulls.
When you heard of the signing, did you think that he would be able to play at this level?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because like what tends to happen is like guys go to new teams and then they feel like, oh, well, this guy, he was averaging 21-5-5 with the San Antonio Spurs. Everybody, oh, he dropped off, he fell off, he's not the same anymore. He's no longer an elite basketball player. But that's what you have to understand, like offenses. Like the San Antonio Spurs is a more team-friendly offense. And he actually improved on his game while at San Antonio, even though his numbers took a dip. He became a better rebounder, he became a better passer. So he goes back to Chicago in an offense that's kind of more free-flowing, and now he's averaging 28 points. Everybody's shocked. Like, oh, he's averaging 28 points. He's so different, but the ability never changed. It was just like he improved his passing, improved his rebounding with the San Antonio Spurs, and he got back to Chicago, free-flowing offense, green light, and now we're seeing DeMar DeRozan we're accustomed to seeing.
What's crazy about it is I think that you're right about MVP in this regard. Obviously, the Bulls are much better than what they've been over the last half decade. But this run that DeMar has been on, they've actually needed this. Like, this isn't superfluous points. They've needed him to kind of be Superman.
No, definitely. I mean, it's crazy you say that because DeMar DeRozan, the reason why I believe he's MVP because he's been the main constant for the Chicago Bulls this entire year. Alex Caruso's been out, Zach LaVine's been out, but DeMar DeRozan's answered the bell, and they've been winning without those guys. And then DeMar DeRozan's been the main, like, contributor to their success. So that's why I feel like, yo, you have to, like, give DeMar DeRozan the edge towards the MVP race. Or if you don't feel like he's, like, in the MVP, the top MVP, he has to at least be, like, top two or three. That's my opinion, because I know Joel Embiid's having a phenomenal year. Also, you know, Jokic and Giannis and guys like that, but I feel like disrespect comes when people are just like, oh, he's a top five MVP candidate. No. He's either the MVP or top two or top three in my eyes.
I imagine that he will be first team all NBA this year. And if he isn't, there should be some sort of investigation for sure. When we look at the Eastern Conference, with the moves that were made a couple weeks ago, how do you see it playing out? And what, as a Bulls fan, should the Bulls fan be worried about?
The Bulls fans should be to be honest, it all depends up. The East is a dogfight. It's going to be a bloodbath this year. It all depends up on matchups. I feel like depending on the matchups, how the East, you know, unfolds when the regular season closes and who plays who, that's when we can tell. But as of right now, it's just like everything's up in the air. I will say, like, going forward in the playoffs, let's say if the Chicago Bulls have to play a team like, who knows, Atlanta Hawks in the first round if they make the play-in or whatever, or maybe like the Boston Celtics. I think they'll do well against teams that, like, score the ball as well as them. But it's teams that, like, really defend that will worry me if the Chicago Bulls had to play a team like the Milwaukee Bucks or a team like the Miami Heat. Those two teams really, really will worry me if I'm a Chicago Bulls fan.
It's a small move, but maybe it ends up being a savvy move. I like the Tristan Thompson signing. What do you think about it?
No, I like Tristan Thompson as well. He's a double-double threat. This guy's going to play hard, you know, hustle guy, hustle stats, loose ball recoveries, you know, deflection, shot contest. He's going to do all that for the Chicago Bulls. And he's also, like, he's been there. Like, he's been in key playoff situations, been in the finals. So that was a sneaky pickup. And they got him for free, so.
I'm talking with Amon K. Smith, Slam Online. And I want to ask you about content creation when it comes to Slam. Like, Slam has always been – you know, Scoop is one of my dudes. And so, like, I remember reading Scoop with Slam when I was a kid. When it comes to what you think fans want from No Pump Fakes, like, what is the audience telling you that they want with their NBA coverage?
Yeah, Scoop, first off, Scoop is a legend. And for us, like, No Pump Fakes, and for us, like, our podcast is mainly geared to, like, authentic, like, Hoop fans. Like, it's no narratives. We're talking, we're analyzing the game. We're talking, like, real in-depth basketball knowledge. We're getting away from, like, oh, you know how it is. ESPN, Big Fox Sports, and big-time platforms. They only talk about the same four teams over and over again throughout the entire year. So I think fans want, like, authentic content. I think fans want content that is just, like, not the same that they're getting from the mainstream media. So I think No Pump Fakes does an excellent job of doing that.
And the folks that can see you on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore, and people that are texting, what's up with his Cardinals hat? Well, it's because Ahmad reps the 314. And so let that man live and let him live his truth and wear his Cardinals cap.
Yeah, I'm born and raised from St. Louis, Missouri. So the Cardinals, you know, had to keep the hat on. But I always represent the Midwest because I'm out here on the East Coast. I always have Chicago Bulls hats. I have Chicago Cubs hats. I have the White Sox hats. I should have thrown the White Sox hat for sure, though.
Yeah, that would have been totally fine. I myself am a White Sox fan. But living your truth, man. That's your squad. I'm not mad at it.
No, I'm fresh off the plane. If I had a little bit more time to get ready, I would have definitely threw it on.
Well, I appreciate you jumping on, man. Let's do this again soon.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
That's Ahmad K. Smith of Slam Online. Y'all over here tripping because he got him. That's his team. I'm not mad at him for it. You should be mad at him, too. This is Score, man. It's Chicago. Yeah, and he doesn't live here. And he's not on here, so it's totally fine. I'm looking forward to talking to him again. It'll be fun.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.